Obama continues to posture as champion of free speech over Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. By Hannah Knudsen on September 19, 2025. Former President Barack Obama is continuing to position himself as a champion of free speech following the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's show. Obama pointed to an editorial by Never Trump columnist David French, writing, "This commentary offers a clear, powerful statement of why freedom of speech is at the heart of democracy and must be defended. Whether the speaker is Charlie Kirk or Jimmy Kimmel, MAGA supporters or MAGA opponents." French writes in his commentary, making matters worse. The Trump administration is using Kirk's death as a pretext to threaten a sweeping crackdown on President Trump's political and cultural opponents. Later continuing, the onslaught against dissenting speech never stops. Speaking of Kimmel, French dismissed his smear of MAGA as a mistake after the late-night host said on his show, "We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. That, of course, is not true. Charlie Kirk's alleged murderer has been described by multiple people close to him as holding leftist views and was in a relationship with his transgender roommate." Additionally, Kimmel reportedly refused to apologize for the false remarks. This is not the first time Obama has jumped into the political fray in Kimmel's defense. Whining about cancel culture on Thursday now that Democrats are being held accountable for their vile rhetoric. After years of complaining about cancel culture, the current administration has taken it to a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators it doesn't like, Obama said on X. But as Breitbart News reported, Kimmel went down this week for spreading disinformation following Kirk's horrific public murder. Public pushback and corporate consequences soon followed. As Breitbart News detailed, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr responded by calling Kimmel's assertions truly sick and warned ABC and Disney could face consequences, including potential action against their broadcast license. Carr emphasized stations had a responsibility not to mislead the public and cautioned that suspension was one possible outcome. Further, Nexstar President Andrew Alford described Kimmel's remarks as offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse. Additionally, it has been reported repeatedly that Kirk's alleged murderer, Tyler Robinson, held left-leaning views and disliked Kirk. It has also been reported that Robinson's transgender partner hates conservatives and Christians. Donald Trump Jr. responded to leftists who are suddenly posing themselves as bastions of free speech, pointing out that this is the result of consequence culture.